Hi, I'm here with John Corley, and John Corley is with Spanish Point Technologies. So tell us a little bit about Spanish Point.
Thanks, Donovan. Yeah, Spanish Point are a software development company based in Dublin in Ireland. We're an ISV, and we've built a product that sits on top of all the Microsoft Office software.
So with your current product then, how do you expose that data connection connectivity into the Office environment?
Yeah, so we use the research pane to show the information. So we stand up a web service that delivers the software, the views of the data through into the Microsoft Office. That was really important for us because our product is a productivity product. It's not a core line of business system. So when we sell it through our reseller network, they put it on all of the desktops in a client organization. So they wanted to do that without having a lot of complexity around the install and management of it.
Okay, so this is a developer show here. So from a developer's perspective and from your company's perspective, when you were looking at developing this product and using the research pane, what were some of the decisions that you made around doing that?
Okay, so we had a slight trade-off in that, building an add-in, which we do a lot of add-in development for some of our other products, gives you very rich interaction with the object model within the Microsoft Office desktop products. There's a lot of it's quite specific to each of the Microsoft Office desktop products. But what we wanted to build was something that's a little bit lighter, that will work across all of them, that won't necessarily have the same level of interactivity as you would get with an add-in, but that was okay for our business case in terms of what we wanted our product to achieve.
Okay. I'm going to have you show a demo here in just a minute so that we can kind of see how it works. But from the Office 2010 and SharePoint 2010 perspective, your company was involved in the early adopter program. So you came in and got a hold of the bits early for Office 14 to us, but Office 2010 and SharePoint 2010. And how did Office 2010 and SharePoint 2010 allow you to extend your product and move it forward into this new phase?
Okay. So, as I say, we use the research pane, and the research pane has been in Office since, I think, 2003. Mm-hmm. But there are some great enhancements in the research pane in Office 2010 that could really solve some of the key objections some of our customers had in terms of how to use our product. So I'll show you one of those later on in terms of the interactivity that you can achieve now with the research pane. Another thing that we needed to be able to do is to be able to combine data from multiple line of business systems, where some of those line of business systems were on-premise and others were based in the cloud.
Okay.
So we could leverage BCS within SharePoint.
Okay, Business Connectivity Services?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. So Business Connectivity Services, has got lots of infrastructure built into it around securely storing credentials if you're accessing lots of different resources. It's got a lot of functionality about being able to connect to lots of different types of interface, whether they're SOAP-based web services or whether they're REST services. So we leveraged a lot of that infrastructure to deliver the kind of solutions that we needed for our customers, where they combine on-premise ERP system data with cloud-based services for CRM systems and stuff like that.
Okay, great. Well, John, why don't you go ahead and show us a little demo here so that we can see how this research pane actually surfaces and how you use it from a customer's perspective.
Okay, so I'm just going to go through a sample scenario here where a customer gets an email saying, can you please let me know what's happening with a particular invoice? If I hover over the invoice number, a little panel pops up. So Lookup Point has recognized that this is actually relates to an invoice number, and it surfaced some key information from the line of business system straight on the hover over. If I drill into that information by hitting expand, it shows me the details from the line of business system relating to that invoice. So it's showing me the invoice number, state, postcode. I can drill back to the purchase order and drill into the information right within Microsoft Office with no client code. So if you deploy this in an organization, you can just deploy it centrally, and everybody in the organization, when they log into their computers in the morning, will have access to this facility.
Okay, fantastic.
So the same, there's lots of kind of drill down capability. You can cut and paste content from the pane directly into your reply, and exactly the same functionality works across all of the Microsoft Office desktop products. So if I have a look, this is a product brochure, so I've just hovered over the product reference and it's shown that it's brought the product back from the ERP solution. but it's also brought some data sheet information back from a document repository in SharePoint. So I can see in the one place the information brought back from two different data sources.
Okay, excellent.
And the same functionality also works right across Microsoft Excel. So if I just click in here in Excel, this is just looking at a sales order report, where, you know, a typical thing that an accounts person might get.
Sure.
Looking at all the sales orders they need to develop, but I can just flick down through them and see the information surfaced from the line of business system.
Okay, excellent. So if I'm sitting, you know, out here, you know, looking at this and saying, that's really interesting, how could I get a hold of that? What's the opportunity here?
Okay.
Do you have a resource slide, I think?
Slide,
if you would.
So let me just do that here. So you can contact us at Spanish Point. The product name is Lookup Point, so www.lookuppoint.ie. There's lots of resources in there. There's some videos, there's some training material, data sheets and stuff like that, and you can contact us directly. If you're a reseller, you want to resell the product, you can do that. Or if you're an end user, you want to buy the product, you can do that there.
Okay, great. Thank you, John, for joining us on this this session of the SharePoint Sideshow.
Cool.
And thank you for joining us. It's neat to see one of our ISVs and the type of products that you're delivering on top of Office and SharePoint. So thank you for joining us as well.